Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
HHS now restores biological truth to defend women and children, and the Kansas legislature makes a significant government override. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, it's so heartbreaking, and I think a lot of this started with the Obama administration, if not before, what they've been doing to children and as far as this medical mutilation and pushing this agenda on them, which is destroying them for life, and then to come in and put in policies that acknowledge this gender ideology, it's just horrendous. So I just praise God, finally, common sense has come back to America.
So, you know, there had been questions during the confirmation hearing about Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s position on life. And, you know, he has had different positions on the sanctity of human life in his past. However, the very first action that he has taken as newly confirmed Secretary of Health and Human Services, he has now issued a wonderful series of guidances. And one of the guidances released recently made clear that human life begins at conception and that only two biological sexes are determined therein, male and female. You can't get much better than that.
Well, it's almost hysterical that you have to have a guidance stating that fact.
Well, President Trump's efforts to eradicate false gender ideology has been not only throughout the executive branch, obviously he has set a template for others, but Robert F. Kennedy is acting quickly as the Secretary of HHS. The guidance now informs all federal agencies, the government's external partners as well. That's significant because these are all the contractors or partners with HHS and the public that the immutable nature of human sex is genetically determined at conception by recognizing binary sex as objective biology. The government can then help protect the health and safety of women and children, according to the HHS.
Right. The guidance specifically defines the word sex as a person's immutable biological classification as either male or female. It defines female as a person of the sex characterized by a reproductive system with a biological function of producing eggs. And it defines the word male as a person of the sex characterized by a reproductive system with a biological function of producing sperm. This is all stuff we learned in high school biology, isn't it?
Yeah, it's amazing.
And we have to have a guidance now in the HHS?
Yeah, it's amazing. Secretary of HHS Robert F. Kennedy said in a press statement, quote, "This administration is bringing back common sense and restoring biological truth to the federal government. The prior administration's policy of trying to engineer gender ideology into every aspect of public life is over."
The prior administration was nuts.
I mean, doesn't that sound great?
Yes.
The prior administration's attempt to engineer gender ideology into every aspect of public life is over. It's over.
Thank you, Lord.
So HHS also defines man, woman, girl, boy, mother, and father strictly on male and female lines, in contrast to the previous administration, which often infused sexual orientation and gender identity into sex definitions and even defined sex as an individual's biological status as male, female, or something else. I don't know what that something else could possibly be.
It's so refreshing, you know, in certain applications at government positions or whatever, they'd have male, female, other. Well, there's no more other, friends. It's male or female.
Well, you know, I was talking to somebody who works in the passport office. And after President Donald Trump issued the executive order on this issue, and now you see it implemented in one of the agencies, HHS. But in the passport office, I was talking to somebody who worked in the passport office, and the passport had male, female, and other. So now with the new executive order, they trashed all the others, and one of the people who was head of that particular passport office said, good riddance, get rid of all of this and throw it in the garbage.
Print the new ones.
And now they have just two choices, just like back to common sense, back to millennia of human history, male or female. It's a pretty simple choice.
Yeah. Look at your parts. You're either one or the other, you know.
It's amazing. So, you know, restoring, the HHS stated, Robert F. Kennedy stated, quote, restoring biological truth to the federal government is critical to scientific inquiry, public safety, morale, and trust in government itself. Now, some people don't realize this, but if you talk to people that are involved in emergency medical, like EMS, or if you're in an emergency room, mm-hmm. trauma centers, for example, somebody comes in, you have an accident, EMS ambulance goes to the scene. They need to determine right away, is that person male or female?
Yeah, it could be life-threatening.
Because if they need certain medications for whatever condition they need to treat, different medications are different dosages whether you're male or female.
Right.
And they react differently between male and female.
Or if a woman is pregnant, yeah.
Or if a woman is pregnant. In fact, we even did a story on that mm-hmm. where this woman was pregnant, identifying as a man, came to the ER. People didn't even think to ask because the person, quote, identified as a male, found out later that the person was pregnant, and it was too late to save the baby because they didn't know. They didn't know. So there are life-saving decisions that have to be made in a very quick moment of time, whether you're male or female. And the reason is because we're biologically different. God made us biologically different, unique individuals.
We celebrate in Kansas that the lawmakers have overridden Governor Laura Kelly's veto of a bill that was protecting children from harmful puberty blockers, hormones, and this irreversible mutilating surgeries, which would damage them for life.
Yeah, the Kansas legislature passed this bill, SB or Senate Bill 63, and it would protect children from these puberty blockers, hormones, and irreversible surgeries. But the Democrat governor, Laura Kelly, vetoed it. Well, the legislature said, we'll have none of that. They came back, and in the House, they overrode the veto, 84-34.
Overwhelmingly.
Yeah. And in the Senate, 31-9.
Thank goodness
so for they are surpassing
sense.
Both the two-thirds majority needed for an override. So this bill now goes into law. It's commonly referred to as the Help Not Harm Act, Help Not Harm Act, SB 63. It acknowledges biological reality of sex as male and female and prohibits doctors from, quote unquote, treating gender-confused minors with these procedures under threat of losing their medical license. The law also, and this is critically important, allows civil lawsuits against medical practitioners who perform these interventions and defunds these procedures from state taxpayer dollars.
You know, here's another caveat. The law also stipulates that state employees whose official duties include the care of children cannot even promote these gender interventions while engaged in these official duties. This portion of the law equally applies to state property. Hallelujah.
You know, it's unbelievable that the Democrats are going down in flames with this issue. Hmm. You know, there was a bill before Congress, and it went to the Senate, and it was the boys and girls sports. It should have passed. And You see some of these Democrats vote against it. Are you serious? You really want to have boys and girls sports? I thought you were for women's rights. I thought, you know, that's why we passed Title VII. That's why we passed Title IX, to provide equal opportunity for women in sports. Now, when you say, well, a man can pretend to be a woman and go in and dominate the sports of the women, you're just completely reversing all of the efforts to give protection and benefits to women.
Would you really want that for your own children? I mean, there was an event recently where a male was trying to participate with the females, and all the females just boycotted the event.
Yeah, they boycotted.
And he was standing there by himself. I think It was a track and field or something. It's like, these women are pushing back. This is wrong that you're trying to do this.
And it's a growing course. And it just like, this issue has just become very apparent of where this LGBTQ agenda had been heading, the abolition of gender, which is the deconstruction of gender, what God created, and it revolves to chaos. And this issue of boys and girls sports, that is the epitome of it, and I think people are seeing the reality of it. Democrats need to wake up, they need to get a clue, and they need to have common sense, just like what the legislature did in Kansas, just like what HHS has done, saying, you know what, there's only two sexes, male and female.
Embrace reality.
Embrace reality. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.